Nigerian President Umaru Yar'Adua says his government has adopted a two-pronged strategy to deal with incessant violence in the oil-producing region. Mr. Yar'Adua, who spoke in an hour-long interview on national television Sunday to mark his first 100 days in office, said one element is a plan to address the grievances of the Delta's impoverished communities, while the other aspect is negotiation with the rebels.
We are putting measures in place to ensure that the situation is mopped up and that what happened a few weeks ago in Port Harcourt will not repeat itself ever again. In that aspect, the Niger Delta problem, there are really two aspects to it. The development aspect, which this is what we are doing with regard to the implementation of the master plan, and the security aspect.
Mr. Yar'Adua announced that the government had held several meetings with leaders of militant groups in the Delta. He said a broad consensus has emerged on a roadmap towards a peaceful resolution of the crisis. A formal announcement is expected within 2 weeks. Militants have kidnapped more than 200 foreign workers since 2006 in the Niger Delta, where most of Nigeria's oil is produced. Police say a gunman killed a Dutchman in an unruly southern region on Sunday with a note from his suspected killer on his body. Officials announced on Saturday that a dusk-to-dawn curfew imposed on the oil city of Port Harcourt had been extended indefinitely. President Yar'Adua, who took over power on May 29 after a contentious election in April, says security forces will sustain the ongoing crackdown on criminal gangs responsible for the uncontrollable crime wave in the Delta. Nigeria is the world's 8th biggest exporter of crude oil, but its output has been crippled by attacks on oil facilities and personnel. Gilbert Ekaster for VOA News, Abuja.